What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9-to-5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday. By the time that this episode releases, I will be on my way to Bermuda. Not sure of my exact destination, but I think I am in Bermuda for, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm taking a cruise there. Then I'm on my way back to New York. And honestly, I am very thrilled because this is supposed to be one of the hottest weeks in Jersey. This week alone was like 95, pressing 100. That is global warming. If I've ever, you know, when people say global warming isn't real, that confuses me because the earth is a lot warmer now than it was when I was a child, at least from what I remember. It was like, this was one of those weeks that it was too hot to even go outside. Like, I don't know how people live in Arizona all year round because it's hotter than this. And that shit's like, you can't even go outside. It's like hard to breathe outside. But anyway, my bathroom got done last week. My episode was late because my bathroom was getting redone. And you know what I noticed? I have been feeling so guilty. And before my bathroom got redone, my mom's bathroom got redone. I feel so guilty when the construction workers are just in my house, like working really hard, you know, moving things around, cleaning things up. And I'm just existing, doing nothing. Like, I feel like I need to help them. And then I remind myself, like, no, you went to work today. You did your job. This is this guy's job. He literally gets paid to do this. So why do you feel bad? I don't know. Do you guys get like that? Like, I just feel like a lazy piece of shit, like sitting on my couch relaxing while this guy's like drilling shit away. Yeah, I felt like I brought him like leftover Shake Shack from the gym just because I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Like, he's working on a Saturday. And then I was like, Liz, you also work on a Saturday. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I think it's just the fact that I'm sitting around like doing absolutely nothing and just being a waste of space. But then like you ask for help and they're like, no, like it's probably a liability. Honestly, they don't want my help, but I don't know. I felt bad. Anyway, this has been a non-stop week. I'm sure you guys can tell by the sound of my voice, I am a little congested. Like, who gets a head cold in the middle of June? I did. I felt like shit yesterday because I've just been back to back to back to back to back, balancing work, balancing bodybuilding, balancing social life this week. But it was fun nonetheless. So my dear friend Kit Moore, if you're a country music singer, the odds are you're not. If you're a country music fan, the odds are that you might know him. He was in town this week playing Hardy's show. And let me tell you that going to the Hardy show was not at all what I expected. It was not at all what I expected. First of all, so there was a couple people playing. It was one of the, you guys hear that? All day. It's a really unpleasant noise. We're going to have to keep going though, because I'm on a time crunch. Country music artists are doing a lot of like 2-3 people opening lately. It's kind of like you're signing up for multiple artists at this point. So I guess I didn't really read the poster that well. I knew that Kip went on right before Hardy. And I saw like Ella Langley's name. I missed that there was someone in between Ella and Kip. So I'm backstage just chilling, like shooting the shits with Kip before the show. And me and Jill walk back there and he introduces us to his friend that he's sitting with. And you know, they both got sunglasses on. The guy's dressed just, you know, how everybody else at the venue's dressed. You know, cut off, blue jeans, nothing out of the ordinary for a country concert. And he's like, hi, I'm Travis. And I'm like, hey. And you know, I just, now I start yapping. That's what I do. I'm yapping. I'm talking about like, oh, I want to go to Nashville, but right now I'm sober. Like, I got to wait till my show. And the guy's like, oh, like, what show? I'm like, oh, it's bodybuilding, like not a music show. So I'm going like balls to the walls here, telling them about my diet regimen, like all this shit. And then Travis gets up and he's like, I'm going to take a shot of tequila and I'm going to do this. And in my head, like Kip was kind of like, all right. And in my head, I was like, okay, player, like go for it. And then he disappears, I guess that's his shot of tequila, comes back out, and Kip's like, hey, yo, good luck, man. Guy walks away. I say, like, nothing. And I'm like, oh, is that your, is that a guy in your band? And Kip's like, no, that's Travis Denning. He's going on stage right now. And I was like, oh, yes. When you said Travis, you meant Travis Denning. I knew that. So I played it off really cool. I said, oh, it's the sunglasses. It was, yeah, couldn't tell with the sunglasses. Because to be honest, I've heard a bunch of his songs. I've heard him on the radio, but I didn't know. It's not like it was Morgan Wallen in front of me. So I go out there and like, yeah, sure enough, this guy's got his own set. Like he's got his own fans and I'm like, I just fucking went on for a decade about my diet regimen because I thought that this guy was just like a backup, like guitar, like, hey, listen, at least I was respectful. And I didn't ask him if he was in the band to his face. That would have been bad. That, there's no coming back from. But anyway, the Hardy concert was weird. It was weird. And I didn't dislike it. I did not dislike it, but I was shocked. I don't really listen to that much Hardy. I'm not going to lie. That guy can write songs, though. He writes like everybody's songs. He writes a shit ton of Morgan songs. That guy knows how to write songs. And then I know his popular stuff. You know, I know Truck Bed, Wait in the Truck, Give Heaven Some Hell, Rednecker, like the basic stuff. So I did know a lot of the songs. But I'm definitely like, I don't know the B-sides from Hardy. I know what's on the radio. The shock on my face when I realized that this wasn't going to be a country concert. It was more of an alt, like emo, pop punk concert. It was a pop punk concert. And I was very confused because I'm like, I listened to Give Heaven Some Hell, Wait in the Truck. What's that other one that's like, boy and a girl and a three and a tree, K-S-S-I-N-G. One Beer. That's what it's called. One Beer. I knew I was going to come around to that. I did not know that he has this pop punk side tip. At one point, there was a giant, the word die was just in giant letters across all the screens and everyone's screaming, die! I was so shocked. And again, I did not like it. I just wasn't prepared. Like me in my cowboy boots, like I was not prepared for that. I would have wore something. Yeah, I would have thickened up my eyeliner had I known. I had a friend there actually who was not sitting with me, but she was a couple rows back. And I texted her during, because she's not a country music fan. She just went because her boyfriend is. And I was like, did you know that it was going to be like this? And she was like, nope, but I'm pleasantly surprised. It was cool. It was cool. I just wasn't expecting emo night at the Hardy concert, which I don't know. Like, I don't listen to his stuff like that. So I guess that's on me for not knowing. But there's a very different crowd of people. There she goes again, Chloe. There's a very different crowd of people that show up to the Morgan Wallen concert than the Hardy concert. I'll tell you that. Morgan Wallen, you got basically everyone. Country's cool right now. Let's face it. Everybody loves Morgan Wallen. You get girls in their sundresses, like looking all pretty, their hair's curled, their cowgirl hats, me, like literally all of those. The Hardy concert, you got creatures of the night, like pulled out from the cornfields. These walking out of the stadium, we were getting trampled by a crowd that erupted into a fuck Joe Biden chant. I was just so, and I don't like talking about politics like literally anywhere with anyone. It makes me so uncomfortable due to deep-rooted trauma that we don't need to bring up right now. So I was so shook You definitely got a different crowd. Let's just say I am more of a, like, would I go see Hardy again? Like, probably not. Like, I wouldn't pay for it. But he was good. He was great. I'm definitely more of a Morgan. God, I love Morgan Wallen. Of course I'm more. I love Morgan Wallen. I do. Guys, keep your eyes peeled for something coming from Petula very, very soon, especially if you listened to last week's episode when I was going over the pros and cons. I'm not going to say too much right now, but you'll see by the end of the week. I'm going to have to retract what I said about the cons. Unfortunately, I won't have the stuff to show you guys because it is coming to my house before I will leave for vacation. But keep your eyes peeled and use code LizWay when it comes. All right, I do want to keep this episode moving along because we do have a really good interview today. So let's talk about what the heck is going on this week. Obviously, so I'm going to be a week behind when talking about A House of Dragon because they come out on Sunday nights and I record this on Sundays to have it ready for you on Monday. But House of Dragon finally came back last week and I'm very excited to have a legitimate TV show to get like wrapped into, like not just reality TV. It was a little bit of a slow start. There was some death. There were some necessary sex scenes. Great acting though. And I think, you know, a good precursor for what's to happen. There was not that much of Aemond. He just kind of popped in at the end. Daemon still creeps the shit out of me. I feel terrible for Rhaenyra. Yeah, I don't know. Let's keep the memes coming, though. I appreciate the memes. I'm not going to say too much, just in case you haven't watched. I do think that Aegon, whatever you say, however you say his name, we're going to use that interchangeably. I think he has a good heart. I think he's a boy, and he has a good heart. But when you compare that guy to Joffrey, like, he's no Joffrey. I think there's some good. He's just a boy. And as we all know, boys have been and always will be stupid. Thank you. I give it like a, it was okay. I stayed engaged because I wanted to like really know what was going on and stuff. Little tidbit about the wall and the Night's Watch in the beginning. But let's see what happens this week. I'm waiting for something really out of pocket to happen. So let's see what the first out of pocket shock, like gasp out loud moment is this season. We should have taken bets, but you know what? This is me by myself. So who would I be betting against? Moving on. I think that this happened before last week's episode came out. Justin Timberlake was arrested for a DWI this week. And the only reason why I want to bring this up is because it absolutely blows my fucking mind that people drive drunk. Still, it genuinely pisses me off. Remember like last week or what was it, 2 weeks ago when I was saying that I really just don't understand how some people, like some of the actions, some of the things people say, like I genuinely don't know what's going through your brain. This is one of them. Call a fucking Uber. Get a driver. Especially when you're Justin Timberlake, like you have the money to go get a ride. Like, I don't understand. And there's a difference between, listen, I know many of people who have one beer and then they drive home. Unfortunately, you know, if you still blew into a breathalyzer, you'd probably come up with something. This guy's mugshot, his eyes, bro was, he said he was one martini deep. Martinis are one strong, and two, those eyes were saying something. They were saying something. I think he came out with, what'd he say? It's been a tough week. I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me and I love you right back. He said that at his concert last night. Who is he performing to? Honestly, I just looked at this picture of him and he's not aging well. He's not aging as well. He's aging like a Muppet. He's beginning to look like a Muppet. Godspeed, Justin Timberlake. I just don't, if you're like, you know what? Driving under the influence is narcissistic. That's what it is. Because you genuinely don't care about anybody else on the road. You are putting literally everybody at risk, not just yourself. That shit pisses me off. Okay, and last but not least, Jennifer Lawrence is confirmed to star in a new Real Housewives-based movie. I'm interested. But I also don't have any more details. Like, are we talking like Beverly Hills? Are we talking OC? What are we talking? And how are the housewives going to react to this? Because something tells me they're not going to like it. Unless it's like, I feel like Kyle Richards can take it. But I'm just picturing somebody playing Lisa Vanderpump in a movie and her not being too happy about it. But either way, I would like more details on this because I am so in on all that. But yeah, those are the hot topics that I found interesting this week. Let's move on to some weekly highlights. My health and fitness related highlight, honestly, is just the fact that I got through all my workouts, all my cardio, my lifts, while feeling a little bit under the weather. Pushing through, seeing the scale stay like a little bit lower than last week, trending in the right direction, and just knowing the difference between like I'm sick and I need to take a rest, and then like I just don't feel 100%, but that's not an excuse because my weekend's very crazy and I'm getting on a ship. Non-health and fitness related highlight. You know what? It's a tie between like the concert was super, super fun, but I also got to see some friends from LA that were visiting in New York. And honestly, I've never had a more seamless. Okay. I've never driven into Manhattan before. That's a lie. I have. This was by far the most seamless. So just staying social while balancing everything else was very tiring this week. But I spent a lot of good time with a lot of good people, and that's more important to me. Okay, I wanted to cover one topic before we get into this week's interview. This week, I rarely open TikToks when my friends send me TikToks. I'm really trying to get better at it. The other day, my friend sends me a TikTok and I go to open the DM and I see Bonza. Like some girl's doing a little like one of those like frame and frame things, and there's a big thing of Bonza. I don't typically buy Bonza because it's expensive. If I'm eating like a protein pasta, I actually like the Barilla, the Protein Plus. It does have a little bit of semolina wheat still in it, but to me, the texture is just like more. Sometimes chickpea pasta gets a little bit gritty. This is smoother. It's also cheaper. And whenever it's on sale, I just stock up. So I never really get Bonza. I've had the chickpea crust before. I think one time I bought it because I specifically wanted rigatoni and they didn't have Protein Plus rigatoni. And I bought the mac and cheese before, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't love nothing like with mac and cheese. You either have to go Kraft or homemade, nothing else. So I'm not going to necessarily blame Bonza for that. They're just wasn't Kraft anyway. So she sends me this TikTok and it's like a 15-second video. This girl, and she goes, "Want to know what I learned today? A lab decided to test Bonza, or like a portion of it, whatever. They found ridiculous amounts of, what is it, glyphosate? Let's go back, hold on. Glyphosate, that's how you pronounce it. Glyphosate is ground up weed killer, okay? Glyphosate, let's do a little Google search. Let's see what comes up when you Google glyphosate. Glyphosate. Yep. Glyphosate is a broad spectrum systemic herbicide and crop desiccant. Nice. It kills broadleaf plants and grasses. Is it harmful to humans? This is from the EPA.gov. There are no risks of concern to human health from current uses of glyphosate, but what are current uses of glyphosate? Do you want to eat something that has ground up weed killer in it? I don't. I'm going to assume that the proper use is through a spray bottle and not ingesting it through your mouth. So I'm interested to see if there's any like long-term effects on that. So it looks like it's not a problem when there's like a little bit in there, but this is by far the highest rate of glyphosate that they've ever tested in food. I'm reading an article. It says it was reaching a staggering 2,963 ppb, the highest amount ever recorded in human food. Let's see here. So I do believe that the levels of glyphosate in Bonza were noted as toxic to people. So I originally saw this TikTok and was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is in food, blah, 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 blah. It's not that uncommon, I guess. Like it's okay if there's a little bit, but they're, it reached a toxic level. So glyphosate is involved with a lot of major crops, you know, which is why like you really want to try and buy organic stuff. I mean, it's made to spray down corn, probably meats, like anything. Here's the thing. You eat a cow, but the cow eats the grass. The grass is sprayed with glyphosate. Things like that. The FDA found glyphosate residues on a wide variety of crops, including oats, soybeans, cranberries, grapes, raisins, oranges, apples, cherries, and beans. That is from, oh my God, really? I'm trying to get on NBC, but that was from NBC. So it looks like the chickpeas that make Bonza, you know, the chickpea pasta, were sprayed down with glyphosate, which isn't unnormal. Again, it's just a level. So what's the effects? So toxic effects of glyphosate on the nervous system, basically. Let's see if we can. This is from the National Library of Medicine. Glyphosate is a non-selective systemic biocide with broad spectrum activity. It is most widely used herbicide in the world. Blah, 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 blah. Introduction. We don't care about that. Where's the conclusion on this thing? That's all I really need to know. I really thought that I was about to do something for you guys here, but that is way, way too sciencey for my brain. But just know that at a certain level, it can have effects on the nervous system. Point being, it's probably safe and better for your wallet right now if you just choose another brand. Choose another brand. Yeah. All right, everyone. I'm here with a very special guest today. I am joined by Emily Nelson, my new teammate, I guess I can call you.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Of course. So me and Emily were just chit-chatting, but I wanted to have her on because obviously you guys know that I'm in the middle of prepping for my first bodybuilding show, but I connected with Emily under us being under the same coach. And since I'm doing summer shredding for the first time and you won summer shredding last year, I was like, wow, what better person to sit down and chat with?
I just got goosebumps because I didn't realize you were doing summer shredding.
Yes, I am. So I'm doing it in September.
Yay! Okay, and that's the one I'm going to be at as well.
Oh, so perfect.
I'm just going to like watch and
watch.
Like,
oh, good. So you can like, I can...
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I need that. I have one of my friends I'm from Jersey. One of my friends is coming with me because she's done the show like a few years ago. And I was just like, I'm going to need someone and something because I've never done this before. So she was like, you're going to black out, but it's going to be okay.
It's actually really, honestly, I joined team. I'm kind of, you're going through everything that I did last year.
Right. Right.
So I joined under Alex because I wanted a team experience when I was going to a show. I didn't want to do it alone.
Yeah.
I have done shows in the past and It just makes the whole experience when you have like people there with you, because it's nerve-wracking. It's very nerve-wracking. So that was a big reason I did it. And then those are like main team shows for Team Reform. So there's a lot of people, like not just the female competitors, but there's a lot of male competitors as well. So we roll in deep into summer show. So, and like even other teammates that aren't competing will show up for you and stuff. So even though you're kind of like you yourself have been prepping on your own, like you have all these people with
I
you. So
know.
it
I'm
really.
excited, and I'm excited to meet the people who like you see on Instagram and like all the faces and like these names are on my phone like 80 times a day. But I want to actually be able to meet you guys.
I know what you mean. It was really weird when I met everybody last year, because what they will do is they'll put everybody in a group chat across all the coaches that are going to be going to the show. Have they already done that for you?
No, not yet. I think they did it for you guys, right? For like July, but
So they'll do it like towards the end, like closer, and have people who are like locked in going. But that's also helpful because now you know exactly who's going. You all can kind of connect and everything. And so it's weird because you you'll be talking to all these people for so long. And so when you do meet, like I'm kind of like an awkward turtle sometimes. So it's like
So am I.
it's nice because like we've already broken the ice with we know each other. And so it was actually very relaxing, like super relaxed. So you'll have fun. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Like, it's you talk to people online so much and then you see them in person. And I always get like the first thing people say to me is, "Oh my God, you're so short." Like, I didn't realize you were that short. And then I don't know what to say back. I'm 5'2" and a half.
Oh, see, I like because even I like when I'm looking at your social media, you present like much taller. That's
Everyone thinks that I'm
funny.
like a good 5'4", like 5'5". So then
I
I
love
always get the, "Oh my God, you're so short." And then I'm like, "Thanks."
I guess.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yes, I'm excited. But so you're competing in July, but I think you're also going for your pro card, right?
Yeah, so I'm
I'm
doing a
excited.
warm-up show. I'm 3 weeks out from that one. And then 2 weeks later is the pro card attempt. So yeah, it's I'm getting a little
I feel
nervous.
like, you know what? You came in so hot last year. Like, there's at this point, there's nothing you can't do. It's just,
I appreciate
it's,
that.
I'm a big like manifest person too. Like, put it out there, like, see
Yeah.
it, visualize it, and it will.
Realize it. Yes, that's what I do. I do a lot of visualizing. Like I did all through last prep, especially like on cardio and stuff. Just like thinking through my routine and picturing myself through my routine, picturing like the feeling of waiting backstage, picture the feeling of like stepping on stage. What are like my heels gonna feel like on the stage? What the lights are gonna feel like? What's the crowd sound like? I like play through them saying my name, saying my number, moving around, all of that. Just makes like when you, whatever it is that you're going to go do so much easier when you've kind of like thought
Already
through all.
been there in your
Yeah,
head.
you've already been there, you've lived it.
I'm big on that.
Me too.
So I was telling you I wanted to have you on not only because for those reasons, but you're doing all of this and obviously doing all the social media stuff, but you still have a regular girl job at the end of the day, which you're like joking about. But I have to ask you because I actually have no idea, what do you actually do?
Yeah. So I work as a project manager. I am fortunate that I do work from home. So I
That's
do have
nice.
that. I have that in my corner. But I've prepped before working like a normal 9-to-5 job. I was actually in HR for a really long time. And so I was in office every single day and I prepped through that. But right now I do work from home, but I'm a project manager for it's like a startup company that does like builds a staffing marketplace. And I also do online coaching as well. So I have clients through that. And then after summer shredding, I earn my sponsorships with Alphalete. So I do Alphalete stuff. And I think that's
I think
everything.
that's it. And that's what that's I'm the same way where people are like, "What do you do?" And I'm like,
Well,
"Well,
I'm just a
I
bunch
do
of
this and then I do
stuff.
that, but I also do a little bit of this and then
Yeah.
sometimes I do that." And
Yeah.
I'm like, "I'm fine. Just
You're like,
know that I'm making money."
yeah. Just
That's
know
okay.
I'm trying to keep the wheels moving.
I'm like, I don't really want to talk about it because I'll get overwhelmed.
Exactly. The one thing I have noticed though, because this is the busiest I've ever been during a prep, because I feel like I'm working three jobs essentially.
Well, you are,
Yeah. So it has made this prep go by so fast.
I've
Like,
been noticing that.
lightning
Yes.
speed.
Yes.
And as hard as that is, at the same time, I'm like grateful because you don't really have time to sit around and think about
No.
I'm tired or I'm sore
No.
or I'm hungry. You just kind of have to like, you're just moving.
Going.
So
I
it's
know.
nice.
I'm the same way because I do. So I worked before February, up until February, I worked in like a corporate marketing role, but then I quit to do full-time training. So I do in-person personal training, but I do like freelance marketing on the side. And so I'm balancing all this stuff. I'm going from like A to B to C. Like people have asked me, like, how's it been? And I'm like, honestly, I don't have time to think about like,
Yeah.
how does my food taste? Like it's just down the
Yeah.
hatch and I'm on to my next destination. So
Exactly.
I know,
No,
but it's making it a lot easier because it's when you stop like before bed that you're like, whoo, my legs are really tired or something like that, you know?
yes, exactly. Yeah, even when I was working an in-office job, that was also very helpful too, because like you're working with people, you're interacting with people. Usually your days are a lot busier when you're in office.
Talking to people, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to people. I used to interview people all day long. So I
Right.
didn't, that also made the prep go by fast. And I always knew like when I had dull days, I'm like, I'm putting meetings on my schedule because
Yes.
I
You're on
need
time.
that turning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
literally don't. It's so much easier when you don't have time to think about it.
100%.
Yeah.
If
And then
you're
I'm like,
doing
I like the, like, I do like the fixed meal plan. I'm like, it's easy for me because I don't have to think about like what I want. Even if I want to pick up stuff from the grocery store, it's the same order every week.
Yeah, so that's where I talk about it a lot, like with my clients or like even with like my boyfriend. He's doing his first bodybuilding show too.
Oh,
He's
fun.
preparing for it, and like the decision fatigue. Like you already have a huge mental load with like
Yes.
your job, your day to day, all the things that you have to do. The last thing I want to do is also make my meal plan. Like I'll
No.
just put that in somebody else's hands,
Yeah.
and I'll just go execute it because I have to make the plan for everything else in my life. Like this is, I don't
Same.
want to make that plan.
It's been the best thing, especially being like the online training and do and making other people's workouts. That was the worst for me. I used to be so on par with it. And then towards like December, January of last year, I would get to the gym and be like, I don't have a plan. I don't want to make a plan. I don't want to think about it. So it's really easy just pulling up like my Google Sheets and having everything. Yes. No.
Exactly. Well, it's just the point where we're at.
I know. And honestly, I'll take it. So when you've been traveling like a little bit for work and stuff, and I used to travel for work too, and being in like sales and marketing and stuff, I would always get from people like, oh, it's impossible to stay healthy while traveling from work for work. What's your take on that? What's your like work travel routine?
I mean, I do think that if you make something a priority, you'll find a way, right?
Yeah.
So, I definitely feel like in prep, you kind of don't have an option. Like
No.
it's
No.
just like tough tookus, like you're eating your meals.
Yeah,
Like
you
make it
know, this
work.
is it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. I think if there's like so many options too. Like if you were on a macro plan, even if you're in prep, there's a lot of athletes that do macro plans. You can
Yes.
easily make things
Oh
work.
yeah, that's yeah.
Gas stations nowadays have like everything. They
I
have
know, I love it.
so nice. They have like fresh
Love it.
fruit, Chobani yogurts. They have all these different like
Yep.
to-go protein bars, protein shakes. Like you can really make this stuff work. It's not that hard. Like if a gas station can like have that stuff,
I know.
like if you're
I
on a
have
road.
great meals in the airport. I'm just like, I
Yeah.
can find exactly what I need in the airport.
Exactly. So like you're telling me you can't stop at a grocery store and get a pre-made salad and throw some rotisserie chicken on it. You know what I mean? So there's that piece to it. For me specifically, because I'm gonna speak about it from like a prep perspective.
Yeah.
I definitely have to be on plan. I follow a strict meal plan.
Yep.
And so basically what I do is I will pre-make all of my carb macros and I'll bulk put them together and then with my protein. Right now, my meal plan has gotten extremely simplified. And so my main
Yay.
carb source is rice, jasmine rice, which like I'm fine with because
Yeah.
I like single whole ingredient food. So it doesn't
So do
bother
I.
me. But so I'll put like all my like rice, for example, put all that, I'll pre-make it, put it all in a Ziploc baggie. Same with my chicken. And so
You do that if you're flying or just if you're like
So if I'm flying, typically what I do is I will have like one or two of my pre-made meals
That's what
with,
I did. Yeah.
and then everything else is in bulk still
Okay.
because
So you
I
take the chicken like with you on the flight, like in your luggage?
on
Okay, because
my
that makes me nervous
I'll do it
sometimes.
in my carry-on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit
I'm
better.
not like usually when I fly or travel somewhere, it's like an hour or two. Like
Oh, okay. See,
I'm
I go to
not
California a lot, so it's like
like a
my
6 hour
like chicken
flight.
in my backpack for like 6 hours, like start I think is pushing it.
I wouldn't do that. A lot of competitors
Okay.
or individuals will freeze their food
Oh.
and then check it. Like they'll put it in their luggage and check it.
Yeah.
So that's really normal because it'll stay frozen, just like thaw out by the time that you get to your destination or whatever, and it'll still be fine. I don't typically do that. Like I'll whatever my travel day is. So for example, I went to Tampa like 2 months ago. And so what I did for that trip is I had my meals for the day with me pre-made because I knew what I was going to be eating that day. And then when I got to the location, I Instacarted the foods that I needed that would
That's what I did.
location.
Yeah.
So that was a lot more simplified.
Yeah.
And then that trip, I kind of went to two different locations. So at one point, I had a rental car, so then just like went to the grocery store and got the
Right.
rest of the food. I
Yeah.
typically will just travel, like if I'm flying, I'll travel with just the food I need for that day,
That's what I do.
and maybe an extra one or something just in
Yeah,
case.
just in case.
But lately, all my travel has been driving.
Oh, so that's, yeah.
So which is
Got
so
that.
it's like not bad. Like you stop on the side of the road and I'll measure out my meal and put it together and
Yeah.
go. Most of the days I've been traveling to have been my check-in day.
Oh,
So
fun.
I have no idea what the amounts are going to be. So I just bring a bulk of everything.
Okay, so then you
And
have to, yeah.
because I don't want to have pre-made meals and then Alex changed my plan and
And
then
then you
I
have to take out 50 grams of the rice, and then where does
yeah,
it
I
go?
performed surgery trying to get these jasmine pieces of rice out of my meal or something like that. So that for me, that's like the simplest way for me to do everything is just for the most part bulk pack
Yeah.
them separately and make the meals as I go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's what I did. So I went to California. I've only traveled once. I mean, I'm not home most of the day every day. So I just make my meals before, bring it in my big ass cooler bag, and I figure it out. There's been times going from client to client that I have shoved food down my throat at a red light. Like if I know it's a long one, I'm like, how much chicken can we get in there right now? Like just to hold me over.
I hate that.
But yeah, I Amazon, I used the Amazon delivery because they have Whole Foods on there, and I
Oh,
just ordered my shit from there because I was like, okay, I know it's Whole Foods, so I know
yeah.
it's,
Costco does that too.
yeah, so I did that, and then I just cooked it in my friend's house, and it makes it, I mean, when I traveled for work and wasn't doing this, I kind of like, I'm a little bit crazy, but I would just look at the hotel that I was staying at before and be like, what's around me? Okay, I want to go to Sweetgreen for lunch today. It's probably going to be a little bit more caloric than my regular meal at home. So let's just not snack during the day, like things like that. But a lot of business culture, I think, like people just go off the rails when you don't have to go off the rails, like with the drinks and the happy hours and stuff.
Yeah. So most recently I went to this 3 day work event that was in Palm Springs. Luckily for me again, that was a drive.
Drive, yeah.
So I brought everything I needed with me.
Right.
And but yeah, it was like definitely the same thing where like something happens when you leave your normal environment, whether you're and somebody who's like we're eating and we're on prep and stuff. Or even like my coworkers that
Right.
they just want to eat like anything and everything. I don't know what
I
it
know. It's like I always told my friends and stuff who I'm like, there's a difference. There has to be a difference between like work travel and fun travel. Fun travel, I'm like, go crazy. This is your vacation. Go off the rails, like eat whatever you want. But if you're someone who's traveling for work like every month or something, like you have to find a way to make it work.
Yeah, and you have to like arm yourself with like what how you're going to handle the conversations with individuals. So
Right.
I think if you're just like choosing healthy options from whatever everybody else is choosing from, that's one thing. Like no one that's not going to raise an
No.
eyebrow. But when we're like prepping and we're bringing our meals and we're saying no to any of the food, like That's where you have to be like very like confident and self-assured in
Yes.
what you're doing, why
Yeah.
you're doing it, and how you communicate that to people who don't totally understand bodybuilding,
Yeah.
because it will make or break your experience.
Yeah, and no, it's a really
Yeah,
easy way to feel either uplifted or uncomfortable very soon.
uncomfortable, alienated, and a topic of a conversation for the rest of
Do
the
you get like I've been getting so much shit from my friends or people that I know about the not drinking thing. It
Uh-oh.
bothers the shit out of people that I'm not drinking. It's like
Yeah.
it's a stunt. I'm like, what? I'm still having a good time. Like, I'll still go to the bars and keep my last meal in my purse and just drink a, like seltzer and water.
Yeah,
And
I
it
actually
bothers me.
enjoy being the sober one. That
Oh,
might be
wow. No, I do. I like not waking up with the hangover, being able to drive home when I feel like leaving is fantastic.
So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like my own like social anxiety, but with
Yeah.
everybody else is drunk and I'm the sober one, I feel like everybody else is relaxed, and so like it makes me relaxed.
Yeah.
I have to drink. I don't know what it is. I enjoy it. I think it's similar to kind of what I was just talking about, like how you communicate about how you feel about like your food and what choices you're
Yeah.
making. I do it, the same thing applies with alcohol. And so I think when, for me at least, like I think I came at the conversations from a bit of like, this is what I'm doing, this is a part of it. And that,
Yeah.
like, and so no one ever really
Yeah,
questioned
racing
about
whatever.
it.
Yeah.
But I really continued it even after my preps were
After,
done.
yeah.
I was able to connect a lot of like my like anxiety and stuff was correlated to
Oh
alcohol.
yeah. I mean, it's a depressant, so it
And I know
just
like if I like even and I wasn't like drinking a lot, it would literally
no, just
a couple
social.
glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like maybe throughout the week or something like that,
Right.
did have a glass of wine. And
Right.
I just once that was totally removed, and then I started to reintroduce it. And by the tail end of the week, I would feel this level of anxiety go through.
Yeah.
And so now for me, it's like I would rather just feel really good all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
that's
I
how
don't
I feel.
know, I don't feel uncomfortable in social situations not drinking. And so now it's kind of like, if I do, it's maybe a special occasion. I'm feeling it, but it's not really anything I kind of think about anymore.
No, it I was telling my friends too, because I'm like, I'm totally okay. I'll go to the bars, like I'll either have a Diet Coke or just like a water. And I'm still bopping around. Like, if I'm in good company, I'm fine. But other people are like, isn't it weird? Like,
It's more of a reflection of the other person,
yeah,
usually.
that's what I've been finding.
They can't truly, because for them, they would feel uncomfortable. So then they feel like you would probably feel uncomfortable,
Yeah.
which is, if anything, they're being empathetic and they're trying to
I
like.
know. I take it. I don't take it like offensively, but it's like you're almost like in amazement to them where they're like, wow, like,
You're like a zoo creature.
yeah,
This is
like you're going the whole summer.
my go-to saying. I use this for a lot of stuff. I
Okay.
use for like if I go to dinners with people or not work related, because I don't really want to talk about it with work related, but like
Yeah.
personal, sit down and I'm not going to be eating. I'll usually tell them, I'll usually say, I'm not going to be eating because I'm following this meal plan, but I really wanted to be here to like still be with you guys. So I hope
Yeah.
that make you uncomfortable. So I
Yeah.
usually end it with that. I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable that I'm not eating.
Yeah.
And they're instantly, it puts them on like a no,
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
uncomfortable. We're there for you. And then
Yeah.
it like everything walls come down. And I've
Yeah.
used that so much. It works
That's a
every
good one.
single time, like at like clockwork.
Yeah, my friends have been like, especially my girlfriends have been really good with like not like pressure, like pressuring me, nothing. I find that sometimes like the guys are always like, but tequila is like the healthiest alcohol. And I'm like,
Like, it's not
and
the
why can't you have tequila? And I'm like, at that point, I just go, because I'm following a meal plan and it's not on it. Like
point.
that's it.
Exactly. That's
That's
exactly
it.
because you the other thing too is like if other people are like, you can't have this salad, it's healthy. And it's
I'm
like,
like, I, yeah.
it'd be like, it's not that one thing's healthy and one thing's not. That's usually the other thing I'll say, like with alcohol, I'd be like, it's not that I can't, it's that I'm choosing this. It's not that that's not healthy and this is, it's that this is my meal
I
plan.
know.
And that also helps people feel less insecure that like they're not making unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm like,
Like
you guys have fun
all
drinking. I'm
of
not judging
the
you for drinking. It's part of being young. Have fun at the clubs. Like,
Yeah.
Alex didn't write tequila into my fifth meal, so I will have water.
Exactly. If I have to tell him that I'm not a 10 adherence, I'm gonna cry.
Yes, exactly. I'm not doing, not for the tequila. And I told my friends, so I started taking an antidepressant, I would say about 2 years ago. Ever since then, alcohol does not hit the
Oh,
same.
really?
No, it's,
That's
and I've had fun. There's been some good nights, but more times than not, one, like, even like a fruity cocktail that's like barely anything at like dinner, like instant headache, or like
Oh,
my
so you just
stomach
go
just
off
starts to feel, yeah, it's, I think it's the depressant and the antidepressant, just not,
they're just
they're
out
not meant to be.
of
No, so like I had a free meal. I like bugged out a few weeks ago, and Alex was like, okay, you have a free meal today, but no alcohol. I was like, no part of me even wants. I feel
control.
great. Like, no hangovers. My skin feels nice and clear.
In your mind, like everything, I the longer I've gone without alcohol, this has turned into a very like heavily sober conversation.
I
The
know.
longer I've gone without alcohol, I truly, this is me and my woo-woo, but like I feel like I have like you, everybody has like an aura and a vibration, like
Yeah.
all just like have energy that just runs through us. And I just feel like mine gets stronger and stronger. Like I
Yeah.
just feel so much more empowered the longer I feel like completely in my own mind with nothing
Yeah.
distracting
You're in
me.
control.
Yeah, you feel very in
And
control.
I am very like, maybe it's a good thing and maybe it's a bad thing, but like, I need to have a grip.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I
I think
freak
it's a
out.
bodybuilder thing. I truly like, or at least
Yeah.
what I've
No,
noticed.
it's definitely goes hand in hand with the fitness and like taking care of yourself type of thing. Yeah.
Especially like bodybuilders, you'll see they're like they are so like structured, and they like that control. They like to have like everything, their ducks in a row, and be organized and have a direction. You know what I mean? Like it's just it attracts a very specific personalities.
It does. No, it does. And I'm very type A, but I'm like, this is how I am. This is just how it's gonna be.
Embrace it.
It's fine. Yeah. So, what, I guess, what's your plan for, you're doing an opening show and then you're going pro, and the goal, or, well, we're gonna attempt to go pro.
We're gonna attempt to go pro, but
I just put that into the universe. Then we're going pro.
I appreciate
That's what's happening. What do you think the future looks like for you after this summer? And that's an always changing question. But
Yeah.
at this moment, like, what are you feeling?
Yeah, but it's such a hard question just because there's been a lot of things that are like very up in the air
Yeah.
as of recently, like just a lot of the travel I'm doing, like one, it's for work, but two is I've been like splitting time between Northern and Southern California. So
Okay.
I'm like after this summer, it's like deciding where I really want to like put some roots
Yeah.
down again.
So are you in Northern for work, like for yourself? Your parents live near
My
Palm Springs?
parents are in Southern California.
And you're
My
in North right now.
partner and I are up here in Northern California, and his
Okay.
family is all up here. And
Okay.
so
I
we
think I'm
were
gonna move to Southern California, so I'm for you coming down there. So I have friends.
I am too. My boss is in Southern California, and he's
Okay.
contemplating being in Southern California as well. My parents like are looking for places for me literally like down the street from them.
Oh, well, tell them to look for me, because I can't, it's so overwhelming figuring it out. I can't.
We'll talk. But yeah, there's like after this summer, it's like I need to figure out where I'm
Yeah.
settling down. Depending on how the pro card attempt show goes, will really determine what happens next. If I'm fortunate to get my pro card, I'm gonna do a pro debut like right away.
Hell yeah.
I want to know like where I stack up against pros so I can go
Yes.
through an off season and be productive with it and know
Yeah.
what I need working on. If I don't get my pro card, then it is understanding what that feedback is, most likely it would be to grow. And so I would most likely go into an off season from there. So that's more like prep related. But either way, through the fall, I should be in an off season. And
Yeah.
that's like I just really want to work on physical growth, like for the bodybuilding lane. I really, really want to put more time like building up my coaching business because I just
Yeah.
have found I just found my love for online coaching.
Yeah, it's so rewarding.
Yeah. And I've done personal training in the past. I used to teach like exercise classes and stuff like that. So I've done a lot of it, but this has been totally, totally different. And
It's
so
very different. Yeah.
you're right in that it's extremely rewarding. So I want to build that more and be able to like just dive even deeper into that. So that's definitely a big direction. And then from there, I don't really know.
Well, that's, you know what? That's a good enough answer into like you have the general path. It's just like how
Outline.
we're gonna get there. Yeah. What vehicle we're taking, you
Which is
know?
not like it makes me uncomfortable, which is why I'm like leaning into like being okay with not having every single thing planned out.
Right.
I'm usually a very like, I'm doing this and then this and then this and then
No,
this.
you have to be able to let go of the things that you can't, like, otherwise you're gonna go insane. It's gonna
Yeah.
drive you insane. I've learned to do that too, where I'm like, sometimes like it's okay to not have it figured out and just like go through the day. Just get through it.
Just go through it. Yeah. So I'm kind of letting myself kind of feel in that space of being a little uncomfortable, not planning my entire life out for
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
next 6 months. But I at least have the key things that I know I want to for sure do from there. So.
Well, do you want to tell everybody where they can follow you on YouTube and Instagram and all that stuff so they can follow along for your
Yeah,
journey this summer?
of course. All my handles are the same. It's at nelson.emily with 2 Ys. So I do have a prep series on
Yes, on
YouTube.
YouTube.
Yes.
The
And I
secret of
actually
all time.
just filmed a summer shredding 101 video that I'm
Oh,
finishing.
well, I'll watch it because I
So
need that. So thank
it's like
you.
very in-depth. I got done filming it. I'm like 3 weeks out right now. So like everything exhausts me. And I got done filming it and I was like, oh my God, like that was so much
Even
information.
the podcast, like doing it after I'm done talking, I'm like, okay, we're
So
done.
exhausted. Anyways, so prep or YouTube, I have a current prep series, and then I have like two or three others that are on there from last year. I'm very active on Instagram just with like everything going on with my prep, with Alphalete and just in general. I'm lightly on TikTok. Some
Same.
prep updates go on there if I ever think about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of nonsense on
It's a lot of nonsense, but yeah, if any like you yourself, obviously, but like if anybody else is going to do summer shredding, I'm going to be there in September and then I'll be at the championship show again in November.
Perfect.
Boarding. I think that we might end up being able to, I might be putting on a posing seminar at the September
Ooh,
one.
I can use some help, so.
I'm excited about it. So we're still like working out the details of it, but we've talked about it like a couple
That's
weeks.
awesome.
Yeah,
That's
so
cool.
that might be something that's going on with the show, but yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining, and I wish you the best of luck. You're going to kill it this season.
Too. I'm excited for you too. First
Dang.
prep is always great.
I know. Yeah, it's you know what? I can't complain so far. It's been a good experience. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And then follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Lifts with Liz. Look out for that Petula announcement, and I'll talk to y'all next Monday.